I'm now joined by HHS Secretary Leavitt, who joins us from Washington. Secretary Leavitt, let me ask you about the State Children's Health Insurance Program, SCHIP. It's something that's it's been going down quite a road here. A lot of roadblocks, a lot of obstacles in the way of getting this thing passed. Where are we in the grand scheme of things?
Just a little background. SCHIP, as it's referred to, was passed 10 years ago. It's been a very successful program. It insures several million low-income children, that is to say, children who are in families that are relatively poor. The President of the United States and I, as Secretary of Health and Human Services, would like to see this program reauthorized so it can continue to play that role. The Democrats who control the Congress have chosen to propose at the time of its reauthorization that we turn this program into something other than a program that cares for low-income children. They have proposed, for example, that we include adults on the Children's Health Insurance Program. They propose that we include children who are in families that make $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. They have proposed that we organize this in a way that would give a lot of incentive for people to leave their private insurance and pick up government insurance. We think that's a bad change in this program, and so we're fighting to reauthorize the program, but to do it in a way that maintains its focus on low-income children first.
Now, Secretary Leavitt, that what you raised is a very important concern, of course, whether people who are the children of middle-class families or even families are making a pretty decent living, should they be paid for by middle-class working people? Now, here in Missouri, from what I understand, we could have somebody here, in theory now, we could have somebody under the plan that the president doesn't like, that he's vetoed, we could have somebody here in Missouri who's making $40,000 a year paying for the children of somebody in New Jersey or New York, for instance, who's making $75,000, $80,000 a year. Is that accurate?
That's true. That's true. In addition to that, the way the bill's written, it's likely that a significant percentage of those who would be added to the program would be in this country illegally.
In other words, they would not be citizens. So these would be people, illegal aliens. My understanding was, and Senator McCaskill from Missouri has chatted with her about this, she has told me that that's not an issue. That's something that illegal aliens or the children of illegal aliens would not be eligible for anything under the SCHIP.
Well, they're not. They understand that Americans would like this to be focused on American children first, and so they have put that into the bill. If you're illegal, you're not eligible. But then they write into the bill ways in which non-citizens can enroll. For example, if you are qualified for subsidized school lunch, or if you are qualified for Head Start, neither of those programs have citizenship requirements, and neither of them at the school level have the ability to check. So what works is people just go to school, enroll their kids in those programs, and they're then qualified for SCHIP. And the federal government has very few ways to enforce that. And this is, you know, this is despite, and Congress's own budget office says that we have to budget just under $4 billion to cover children who are not eligible by virtue of their citizenship. So everybody knows it'll happen if you write the bill the way they have proposed, but they continue to say, well, there won't be any aliens on it.
So I'm glad we're getting some clarification on that. Going back, if I could, to the eligibility of somebody here in Missouri who's making a moderate income paying for somebody, the children of somebody in New York or New Jersey. Again, I go to Senator McCaskill of Missouri, who has told us the reason that's happened is because of exemptions that the Bush administration came up with.
There were experiments that happened very early in the administration where we attempted to include some parents. We learned when that happens that you crowd out low-income kids. The reason the incomes were increased had nothing to do with the exemptions that we gave. The law allowed states to do what they did. It was written into the law. Now, there were demonstration projects or experiments, but we very quickly concluded those aren't working, and we have moved as many adults off the program as we could the last year. We're just suggesting now let's learn from our lesson and realize that we don't want to crowd poor children off. We want to make sure that low-income children are served first.
Okay, and I'll ask you a question specifically about Missouri. We have thousands of children here in Missouri who are benefiting from SCHIP as it currently exists. What should their parents know about this program being reauthorized so that those kids are going to be covered? How soon might we get an answer?
Well, it's unclear to me how soon we'll get an answer on the reauthorization. What they should know is everyone is committed to make certain that there's no lapse in this coverage and that they have, if they're eligible now, they'll be eligible in the future.
So the parents can sleep comfortably or as comfortably as they can.
There is no reason for them to have worry about their child not becoming eligible. If they're eligible now, they'll be eligible in the future.
Now, Secretary Leavitt, I know you have other things to do. I'll ask you very quickly then, in the time we have remaining, just tell me, if you could, what you see as the highlights of the bill that the president is going to sign once Congress gets something to him that he likes.
The president would like to reauthorize SCHIP. He'd like to assure that every child who is currently eligible continues to be eligible and covered. He wants to make sure that we're putting poor children first, that we are providing them with quality coverage and not using this as a vehicle to encourage people to cancel their private insurance when they have it and to pick up government insurance.
HHS Secretary Mike Leavitt, thank you, sir. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Goodbye.